The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, early evening, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from DeSales High School on a Tuesday night, cold and misty Walla Walla Valley. As the Lady Irish will start off a doubleheader here against the Oaksdale Nighthawks of the Wheat Division of the Southeast 1B Conference. They're in the same conference, but the conference split into two divisions, so this game does not impact postseason. But these teams, the Wheat Division and the Great Division, will meet in early February in a league tournament to just start determining who advances to state. It's the DeSales Lady Irish with a 7-7 overall record. They lost last night in Milton Freewater, so they're playing two games in a row already early this week. And the Oaksdale Nighthawks, the Lady Nighthawks, of an impressive 13-1 record. They are the second place team in the Southeast 1B Wheat Division, and they are the number 5 ranked team in the state RPI computer ranking system. So the Irish girls, a big test. Last week, Yakima Nation Tribal, the number one team in the league or in the state. And then now tonight, the number 5 team. So Nick Hazeltine's girls playing some very good competition, which is what you want as you try to improve and get ready for postseason play. The Irish versus the Nighthawks. Lady Irish will tip off here in about 15 minutes. We're glad you're with us on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The crowd's starting to filter in after with this earlier start. Normally, except for Saturdays, under normal circumstances, girls would tip off at 6, followed by the boys at about 7:30. But to accommodate the travel for Oaksdale, which is just up north of Colfax a ways, on a school night, get the game started an hour earlier, theoretically, and get the kids home an hour earlier on a school night. So we have a 5 o'clock tip off. So I'm guessing it'll be a bit of a late arriving crowd, for this one. As I mentioned in the opener, the Lady Irish at 7-7 on the season. They are the number three team out of the Southeast 1B conference, on the Grape division, and the Oaksdale Nighthawks, under head coach Heidi Perry, are ranked number 5 in the state. They are ranked number 2 in the wheat division. Garpal in the girls division is actually ranked higher than Oaksdale, ranked number 3, and Garpal's girls are 9-0 in the division, 12-2 on the season. Oaksdale's only loss this year, of course, to Garpal. So they are going to be a very tough team, a team that beat the Lady Irish twice last year, 66-26 in the regular season and 53-30 in the first round of the league tournament last year. That game was played, both those games were played at Oaksdale. So the Irish girls on a 2-game losing streak, lost last Saturday to Yakima Nation Tribal by a score of 59-32 in a game that was much closer than the final score indicated. Lost on Monday last night to Mackay 37-35, and now they're right back at it. So 3 games in 4 days, again, 2 of them against teams from the state of Washington, ranked number 2 and number 5 in the state. So Nick Hazeltine's girls, big test in this first game of this doubleheader broadcast. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Irish girls in the home white uniforms with the forest green trim to my right. As I sit at the top row of the bleachers here above the scores table area, down to my left, the visiting Oaksdale Nighthawk girls team in the black uniforms, dark blue trim, white numbers, and they will be a formidable opponent. They last played Tuesday. You know, I misread my notes. That's not Oaksdale's girls. Where'd I have? Oh, shoot. I'm looking at the wrong sheet. My boys' game out also because I don't have their – I'm trying to get their rosters written, and so I had the boys. Yes, the girls are ranked number 5. Their last game was January 17th. They beat St. John Endicott Lacrosse 83-15. Then on the 16th, they beat Colton 61-26. And then last weekend, They played a very good ACH program from the Northeast League and beat them 49-39 in a quality win. Their only loss, January 9th, versus Garpal at Oaksdale by a score of 54-41. They've got several returning players. In fact, all of their players off of last year's roster return for this game. I got my notes from last year. So, again, the Lady Irish will be tested. They've had a lot of illness challenges. The Irish girls in that loss, the Yakima Nation Tribal, were missing Peyton Benavides, 5'8 junior, the number two scorer for the Lady Irish program, and Audrey Casso in that one. And I'm looking down, watching the girls warm up. I do see Peyton out there, so that'll be a help. I do not see Audrey. In fact, 10 girls out shooting the ball around, and Coach Hazeltine has suited up as many as 14 in regular season games. A lot of illness has been traveling through the Catholic schools, and I was talking to Coach Eric Wood on the boys' side of things, and he commented that it's gotten to the point the last week or so where he's not sure if he's ever going to, each night after school, if he's going to have enough kids to practice. So the Irish got to find a way to get healthy as the postseason comes closer and closer. As the warm-ups continue, we'll take another break. I'll gather up the starting lineups and share those with you when we come back on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats, in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Del Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Del Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at delgravesinc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back to take a look at the girls' game lineups. The Oaksdale Nighthawk girls got all kinds of notes in front of me right now. Passing them back, bruh. Public address announcer Patrick Wall always does a great job of sharing out information with me. Lady Nighthawks under Heidi Perry. Their starters for this ball game. Again, 13-1 record, number 5 ranked team in the state. Megan Kreider, a 5'6 sophomore, will start. She had 14 in a game against the Irish last year. Braden Henley, a 5'10 senior. I remember her, a very good player. She had 17 in a game against the Irish last year. Ellery Brown, a 5'6 freshman, will start. She was not on the roster, but she is just a freshman on the varsity, so she's certainly probably a very good player. Grace Perry, a 5'10 junior, will start. She's a returning starter. She had 13 against the Irish last year. And Autumn Roper, a 5'5 sophomore, will start. So two seniors on their roster. One of them, Braden Henley, will start. They have two 5'10 starters. So they have height, They've got some experience and probably a very talented young player in Ellery Brown, the freshman. We'll get the Irish starters and the opening tip-off when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha,
KHSS2,
LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic
mind,
FM.
He could just circle his starters. If Coach Cry, here, here's a, hey, Lon, there's a pin. There you go. Thank you. Okay, we're on a... Got here, I was teaching school today as a substitute teacher, got down here, and I didn't have the rosters for Oaksdale till I got here, and then I see the head coach of the Oaksdale boys team, Carl Kreider, sitting right down below my vantage point, so we handed him a roster and asked him to circle his starters, so thank you, coach. Good luck. Okay, so Coach Kreider, he's just a class guy. I remember doing games on the radio back when he played. He's quite a player. So let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups for this girls' game. Mentioned the girls for Oaksdale before the break, and now the Lady Irish starters. Gretchen Ferraro, a 5'2", eighth grader, will start. So Coach Hazeltine switching up his lineup a little bit with Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2", eighth grader, getting her first start. Teresa Holtzinger, the 5'4 sophomore, will start. Last year in those two games against Oaksdale, Teresa, 12 points and 15 points as a freshman. She's been a starting point guard since her eighth grade year. Also starting for DeSales will be Addison Mason, a 5'8 freshman. And then Peyton Benavides, a 5'8 junior, will start. Peyton was not part of the Irish program last year, and she missed the Yakima Nation tribal game on Saturday. Good to have her back. And starting for the Irish, Maddie Ortuno, 5'4" senior. So Ortuno, the senior, Benavides, a junior, Holtzinger, a sophomore, Addison Mason, a freshman, and Gretchen Ferraro, an eighth grader. So some experience and some youth for both teams. So the Lady Irish taking on a very good Oaksdale team. And Lon's back up with me. So Lon, you got our, you know those officials down there? You know those officials?
Oh, no, I don't know the middle one.
Yeah.
Jim Sanders and, oh, maybe. We got him right here, buddy.
All right. Will you let everybody know?
Garrett Cook. Okay. Garrett Cook. Okay. I can do that.
Had an interesting little situation with the officials in the boys' JV game against Yakima Nation Tribal. Right towards the end of the game, the Irish inbounded the ball, and a Yakima Nation Tribal player, no, they inbounded it to him, and he shot it into our basket, and which gave us a lead, but then they took the basket away. But we ended up winning the JV game, but they realized later that that should have been a DeSales basket. Well, we're ready to go in the girls' game. And the tall Nighthawks control the opening tip. Quickly into front court to the right side is Ellery Brown, the freshman, up top to Grace Perry. She's got it between the circles. Left wing pass in front of the Irish bench to Kreider. That's Megan Kreider, 5'6 sophomore. Long cross court pass to Roper. And we got a whistle and a foul inside as the Sales working hard on that 2-3 zone. And Oaksdale moving the ball around. The foul's on Peyton Benavidez, her first. Got caught holding on the inside. Inbound pass in the corner. Three-pointer on the way by Kreider's off the mark. Rebound Benavidez. Outlet to Holtzinger. Nighthawks hustle back. They'll play player-to-player defense, it looks like. Pass left wing to Ortuna. Lose the handle. Gets it back. Bounce pass inside. Stolen away by the Nighthawks. They've got a three-on-none. Braden Henley will lay it in. Braden Henley with the steal. And three black shirts ahead of all the white shirts. Nighthawks up 2-0. Gretchen Ferraro, the eighth grader, brings the ball in the front court. She's called for palming the basketball. Eighth grader getting her first start. And the Irish turn it over on their first two possessions. Megan Kreider, the 5'6 sophomore, run things from the point. Bounce pass left wing goes to Roper. Cross court now to Perry. Perry in the low block to Henley. Henley's shot won't go. Rebound Benavidez. Nice defense by Peyton. And the rebound as well. Holtzinger across the timeline. Pass left wing to Ortuno. Looking for a cutter. Nobody open. Pass up high to Ferraro. Ferraro at the top of the key. Left wing pass to Mason. Mason looking for a cutter. Nobody open. Nighthawks real tough on the defense. Benavidez pass to the cutter. Ortuno off her hands. Loose ball. Henley's got it. Irish hustle back. Nighthawks will set up the offense leading 2-0. So the Irish have turned it over on both of their possessions, have not gotten a shot up yet. And there's a long one by Grace Perry. Backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Mason gets it to Holtzinger. Irish into front court. Nighthawks hustle back defensively. Right wing pass to Ortuno. Ortuno holding the ball, looking for somebody to come open. Nobody's open. She'll pass it inside. Ball tipped away and out of bounds. Last touch by the Nighthawks. The player-to-player defense by the Nighthawks, very tough on the Irish. A lot of contrast in the uniforms. Black road uniforms for the Nighthawks. White home uniforms for the Lady Irish. Holtzinger inbound under the Irish basket. Trying to find somebody open. Pass up top. Stolen away by Kreider. Megan Kreider behind the defense. She'll lay it in with the left hand. Well, they're 13-1, and they're showing it right now. They lead at 4-0. Their defense has not allowed the Irish to get a shot off so far. 5:48 to go first quarter. Holtzinger in the front court working against Grace Perry, a 5'10 junior. Pass to Ortuno, knocked away, goes right back to Teresa. Looks at a long three but won't take it. That'll be tough for Teresa. Teresa's 5'4, and Grace Perry is guarding her, 5'10. And now a travel call on the Irish on the pass on the right wing to Ferraro. Another Irish turnover. 5:33 to go first quarter, Irish down 4-0. Pass right wing to Perry, swinging around to Roper, back to Perry. Perry, 17-footer on the way. She's got it. Nice catch-and-shoot jumper from the right wing inside the arc. Oaksdale up 6-0. Sales still trying to find a way to get a shot up. Holtzinger in the front court with Perry right on her. Timeout, Nick Hazel time. Too much standing around watching Teresa dribble the ball. So 5:07 to go first quarter. See if the Irish can find a way to get a shot up. Down 6-0 early. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So Nick Hazeltine's girls will inbound in front of the Oaksdale bench down to my right. Long inbound pass to Mason inside. She gets behind the defender, puts a shot up off the backboard, nothing else. Rebound Perry. Well, the Lady Irish got a shot up. You got to get your victories where you can find them. Kick out to Kreider. Three on the way. In and out. Stays out. Rebound Ortuno. Lady Irish have done a nice job rebounding. You got to find a way to settle in here. Down 6-0 early. There's a pass on the wing to Benavides, knocked away by Braden Henley and out of bounds. Oaksdale is taller and more athletic at every position. Inside to Benavides, kick back to Mason on the baseline, up top to Ferraro. Right wing pass goes to Holtzinger. Treese on the drive, cut off, dumps it to Ortuno. No room to shoot, pass up top to Ferraro. Swing it to Holtzinger, no room to shoot. Holtzinger's got Grace Perry right on her. Two on the shot clock. Tries to put one up. Perry knocks it out of bounds, but it goes out of bounds off Perry. But the shot clock violation gives the ball back to Oaksdale. So Teresa at 5'4", very good point guard, but she's going to have a tough time against Grace Perry, the 5'10 junior with those long arms. Perry's got the ball deep on the right wing right now. Kreider up top in the lane now to Henley, and a whistle on the pass inside. They're going to call, I think, no, 3-second violation. Thank you, Lon. And now Oaksdale shows full court pressure. Irish get inbounds to Holtzinger. Now the Nighthawks back off on the pressure. Holtzinger into front court. Pass left wing goes to Mason. Mason up high now to Ferraro. Sale running that pattern offense, and there's a tip and a foul. Ellery Brown, the 5'6 freshman, reached in to get it away from Gretchen and fouled Gretchen. That stops the clock with 3:54 to go in the first quarter. The Sales girls have gotten one shot up. They haven't found the rim yet. And then the official Jim Sanders says we got to reset the shot clock after that foul, and they do. They find Ortuno behind the defense on the sideline. Inbound, she drops the pass, picks it back up. She's laying on the floor, gets it to Ferraro, back to Holtzinger, and right there with a hand her face is Perry. Teresa looking for somebody to come open. Right wing pass to Mason, up top to Ferraro, over to Ortuno. She has the ball go through her hands and out of bounds. Maddie's having a little trouble hanging on to the ball right now. 3:34 to go, first quarter. Irish down 6-0. And into the game for the Irish is Liliana Osorio Rivas, a 5'3 sophomore, first year in the program. And she's earned some minutes with a lot of good hustle. And out of the game for the first time for the Nighthawks, Ellery Brown. And into the game is Madeline Schollenberger, a 5'4 sophomore. She has it, gets up. Now they swing it around to Kreider, back over to Roper, up top to Riley in the corner, and then down low to Henley. Nice ball movement. They went around the horn and into the post in a hurry. 8-0 Nighthawks. Holtzinger on the drive, stripped by Perry. Loose ball back to Kreider. Kreider's behind the defense, and she'll lay it in. 10-0 Oaksdale. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Lady Irish running into a really good team from the Wheat Division. These guys, you know, on any given, you can't always compare teams night to night, but Yakima Nation Tribal is a top team in our league, and Oaksdale's really definitely a matchup with them. Lady Irish down 10-0. Pass from the Irish, tipped out of bounds, last touch by Oaksdale, so the Irish will inbound under their own basket. Pass up top to Ortuno. Ortuno tries to drive on Kreider. Cut off, trying to get it to Holtzinger. Knocked away by Perry, but Treese will run it down, shoot a deep three. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped, and we've got a battle for it and a jump ball. Nice shot by the Irish going after the offensive rebound, and that's Treese. Just, she has the range. She's strong enough to shoot up those deep threes. She's going to have to do that. So the Irish have the possession arrow. So nice hustle by the Lady Irish on that offensive rebound. I think that's the first shot they've had up that's hit the rim. And a pass for Benavidez is over her head and out of bounds near half court into the second row of the bleachers. Jim Owsley, longtime benefactor of the Catholic schools, retrieves the ball. 2:32 to go first quarter. And into the game for the Irish is Brooklyn Frazier as Benavidez sits down. Benavidez missed some games of illness. There's a travel, unforced turnover. Irish get a break there as Grace Perry caught the ball in the right wing and then just kind of stumbled and traveled. The Sales looking for their first points, down 10-0. Pound pass stolen by Kreider, knocked away from Ortuno. Down low to Schlumberger. She's fouled. It's Schluniger, S-C-H-L-U-N-E-G-E-R. And the foul is on number one,
Peyton. No.
Rosario Rivas picks up the fouls. Yeah. And Luniger hits the free throw off the bench. First free throw attempt for either team. 11-0 Oaksdale. Ortuno will get a break. And Benavidez checks back in. Second free throw's up and also good. 12-0, 2:23 to go, first quarter. Full court pressure on the inbound by the Nighthawks. Irish get it into Holtzinger. Kreider shadowing her up the right sideline. Teresa between the leg with the dribble, tries to get to the top key with it. She will. Kreider right on it. Now over to Mason, now top to Osorio. Rivas. She gets it back to Holtzinger. 14 on the shot clock. Kreider is 5'6", a little smaller player on Teresa now, and she splits the defense and lays it in. She got Kreider on her hip and went right underneath Perry and laid it in. The Lady Irish first basket comes at the 155 mark. Irish down 12-2. Nice job by Teresa creating the shot. And they pass the ball on the baseline. Schellinger was open, but she was standing on the H of Irish out of bounds on the end line there. Yep, there was a reason she was open. So Oaksdale turns it over. Teresa throws a pass over the top of the zone defense, or the press defense, to Mason. Mason open, can't hit the shot, and rebounded by Henley, and they go the other way. Kreider in the corner, quick three, won't go. Rebound tipped by the Nighthawks, out of bounds. Teresa can huck that ball full court, and Mason did a nice job catching it, but she had to catch it, take one step and lay it up, and laid it up just too strong. Oaksdale inbound, pressing the inbound. They get it to Mason. Mason trying to dribble it up court. She will, still on the dribble. She'll go up strong again. She's fouled by Braden Henley. Nice job by Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, going hard to the basket. Stops the clock with 1:28 to go in the first quarter. Lady Irish down 12-2. Addison got to the free throw line a lot during Yakima Nation. She just had trouble making them. She's a hard worker, and that's a nice shot there. First free throw up, nothing but the bottom of the net. The Irish had a great game plan against Yakima Nation, who came into the game undefeated. And the girls got to the free throw line a lot, but made just 11 out of 32 attempts. Addison makes the first one there. Irish down 12-3. Second free throw looks good. It's a little short, though. One out of two for Addison. Into the ball game for the Sales. I'll be honest with you, I do not know who that player is. Number 10. I've been out of the Catholic school system for a while as a teacher, so I don't know all the kids. Shot missed inside by the Nighthawks. Rebound Lady Irish. Holtzinger gets into front court, gets it down to Ortuno behind the defense, and she lays it in. Nice fast break by the Irish. They're down 12-5. They've scored five of the last 7 points. And down low to Schellinger. Schellinger's shot blocked out of bounds by DeSales, Peyton Benavidez. Now, I was given rosters of the Lady Irish that they said, and boys, they said were updated. Varsity girls, number 10 is Anna Casso. Okay. Yeah. Maybe she's just doing her hair a little different. Yeah, she's suited up before, so Anna's got the ball now. Her sister, Audrey, is not suited up tonight. Neither is Tessa Mendoza. As I mentioned in the opener, a lot of illness running through the Catholic schools right now. They get it to Holtzinger out front. Her three-point attempt partially blocked by the 5'10 Perry. Perry comes the other way with it. Now kicks it out to Kreider. Wide open for three. She'll take it and she'll hit it. Our first Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three of the night from either team. Kreider has 7 points. And that stopped a little run for the Irish. And the Oaksdale is back up by 15-5. And we've got a foul on the Nighthawks as Gretchen Ferraro was pushing the ball up the sideline. Foul on it. Sluniger, her first. So 11.6 seconds to go in the first quarter. They'll get it into Holtzinger. Holtzinger goes baseline, cut off, pulls up from 15. She hits it. Teresa Holtzinger hits a nice bucket on the baseline. Irish down 15-7. They were down 12-0. They were, Kreider will shoot the three at the buzzer and it won't go. It was a deep one. So the Lady Irish, after a very slow start, I think it was either 10-0 or 12-0, and then, but the Irish scored 7 points in the last 2 minutes of the quarter and trail 15-7 after the first 8 minutes. You're listening to Lady Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Three out of four people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Lady Irish trail 15-7. They were down 12-0. And then Teresa Holtzinger hit the first Irish field goal, 1:55 to go in the quarter. And then the Irish kind of got it going and scored 7 of the last 10 points of the first quarter. They trail 15-7, head starting the second quarter. And we got a whistle and a quick foul by a brand new referee.
He called three.
Well, called 3 second violation. Ryan Van Dyke came in as a substitute official at the end of the quarter. There's Holtzinger, passes it full court to Mason. A big high arching pass goes full court. Dropped it in the bucket, as we'd say in football. Now Teresa with a steal on the baseline. She heads the other way. Kreider's back. Teresa puts it up with one hand and puts it in. So Teresa with a full court assist pass to Mason, and now a steal and a bucket, and it's a four-point ball game. Lady Irish down 15-11. Holtzinger, Casso, Mason, Benavidez, and Ferraro on the floor. Nighthawks missed a shot. Rebound tip controlled by the Nighthawks. Pass down low inside to Perry, and she lays it in. So as I slowly catch up with things, the Lady Irish are also missing Lindley Donnelly. So Lindley Donnelly, Audrey Casso, and Tessa Mendoza. Tessa or Audrey typically starts, and then Lindley and either Casso or Mendoza are the first players off the bench. And there's a driving lay-in by Teresa, she hits it. She's got 8 points. Timeout, Nighthawks. Heidi Perry says, what's going on here? We've been outscored by the Irish 6-2 in this second quarter. Timeout on the floor. DeSales now down 17-13. Getting back into this one. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
I don't know how accurate mine is. But yeah, she can't. Okay, so Anna Casso, the 5'4 sophomore, was sat down during the timeout and didn't come down the court. Now she's on the court. Now we'll get going. So three of the top seven players that usually come into the game for Coach Hazeltine are not available tonight. And there's a nice pass on the baseline and an open shot for Grace Perry. Good execution after the Oakdale timeout. Their lead back up to 19-13. But Teresa Holtzinger, nice job. 8 points. She's got the ball right now. Perry is back on her. She takes Perry to the baseline and puts up a little running hook shot. Teresa's got 10. So she drives baseline, then turns her shoulder into the taller defender and puts up a little hook shot. Kind of a baby hook, I guess you'd say. Down the baseline again to Perry. She misses this time. Rebound by the Nighthawks. A putback is good by Autumn Roper, and she's fouled. But DeSales, nice response. They were down 12-0 in the first 6 minutes of this ball game and have really come back nicely. The foul was on Maddie Ortuna, her first. And Casso checks out. Peyton Benavides, Addison Mason, Maddie Ortuna, Gretchen Ferraro, and Teresa Holtzinger on the floor for the Irish. That's the starting five from the game. And Autumn Roper hits the free throw. The Nighthawks are a perfect 3-for-3 from the line, and their lead is up to 7 points at 22-15. Get it to Mason. Pulls up from 14. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound tip. Benavides has it. Kicks out to Holtzinger. Three on the way. In and out. Stays out. Oh, it was halfway down. Ellery Brown, the freshman, with the rebound. Nighthawks come the other way. Kreider with it. Thought about a three. Won't take it. Pass over to Roper. To Perry. Back to Kreider. To Roper. Get it to Brown. Back to Kreider. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound tip. Ortuno controls it. Good block out by the Irish senior. Now Holtzinger with it on the left wing. Kreider on her, and we got a whistle and a timeout to Sales. 5:17 to go in the half. The Sales making a game out of it. After being down 12-0 early, they trail 22-15 with the ball. And we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Nick Hazeltine's girls have gotten back into the game. Sideline inbound play across the way. Gets knocked out of bounds by Perry. Grace Perry, a 5'10 junior. She's got a good wingspan. So they'll try again. This time they get into Ferraro out near half court. Ferraro getting challenged out there by Ellery Brown. Freshman picks up her dribble. Gets it back to Holtzinger. Teresa now. With Kreider on her. 12 on the shot clock. Teresa wants a screen from Benavides. Tries to get by Kreider. Pulls up from 12 on the baseline and scores it. Teresa, 8 points in the quarter. 12 for the game. The Irish within five at 22-17. The 5'4 sophomore just comes to play every ball game, as do the rest of the Irish. But Teresa works on her game all year long. Pass down low to Perry. No room to shoot. Kick out to number 10. That's Brown, the freshman. Her three-pointer backboard, nothing else. There's a pass up court to Ferraro, knocked out of bounds by Henley. So the Irish with the ball down 5, 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. So after being down 12-0 early, the Irish have outscored the Nighthawks 17-10. Ortuno gets inbounds in backcourt to Ortuno to Holtzinger. Sorry. Up top now between the circles to Benavides. Nobody open inside. Osorio Rivas is checked in the ballgame. We got a whistle and a travel call. Teresa tried to put a little shake and bake on Kreider and then step back behind the three-point line, and she traveled. 4:24 to go in the half. Kreider in the front court, right wing pass goes to Brown. Down low to Henley. Now to Kreider, down to Brown. Down low to Perry. Perry shot won't go. Henley with the rebound. She's tied up by Mason. That's a jump ball. So Braden Henley, 5'10 senior, had 17 points when these teams played last year. She's got 4, but the Irish have done a good job. For the most part, the Irish have done a great job holding the Nighthawks to one shot. Pass to the high post to Mason. Mason with Proper on her, takes her to the baseline, puts it up with the left hand, too strong, won't go. Rebound by Henley, and there's a reach-in foul, I think, on Benavides, trying to slow Henley down coming out of there after that rebound. That's Peyton's second foul. She'll come out of the ballgame. And into the game comes Brooklyn Frazier, 6'1 senior. Peyton Benavides, just from watching her body language on the court, she missed the Saturday game against Yakima Nation Tribal. I was not at the Mack High game in Mount Clearwater last night, but I can tell she's not 100%. Kreider, swing it to Brown. Now to Henley, back to Kreider, over to Brown. Brown will shoot the three. It's off the mark, won't go. Rebound to Ortuno. Has it taken away from her by Autumn Roper. And we've got a reach-in foul going to be called on the Irish as Ortuno tried to get it back. Third foul in the quarter on the Irish. Oaksdale's not been whistled for a foul here in the second quarter. 3:30 to go, first half. They swing it around to Brown. Open, won't shoot it. Now up top with it is Roper. Over to Kreider. She'll fire the three. Backboard, nothing else. Long rebound, chase down. They reset the shot clock. I guess they thought that nicked the rim. And the Irish get a break as Roper tried to throw one from the left wing through the right to the right wing, but nobody was there. It went out of bounds in front of the Irish cheerleaders across the way. So Oaksdale turns it over. The sails down. We've been stuck on 22-17 for a while. The Irish had a ball. Have had the ball twice now with a chance to cut into that five-point lead. Osorio Rivas will sit down as Gretchen Ferraro checks back in. Teresa checks Coach Hazeltine, says, let's have Gretchen run the offense. So Teresa will play off the ball now. She's got it to right now on the left wing. Up top, nobody open. She'll get it to Ortuno at the top of the key. She drives to drive right side. Ball knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Kreider, but she's on the ground as she does it, and then gets called for traveling as she tried to position herself to pass it. So the Sales will inbound under their own basket. Benavides checks back in for Frazier. Holtzinger to inbound under the Irish basket. Up top it goes to Ortuno. Faces up out front. Hands it off to Gretchen Ferraro. The eighth grader passes left wing to Holtzinger. Holtzinger has the ball knocked away by Kreider. Kreider and Holtzinger, both sophomores. Holtzinger, 15-footer on the way, won't go. Rebounded by Schlunninger. Schlunninger to Henley. The 5'10 senior is going to try to go all the way. Kicks it out, though, to Kreider. Now to Schlunninger. 15-footer won't go. Rebound Henley. Got a whistle and a foul as Henley tried to kick it out to Kreider. So Henley's starting to assert herself on the boards. She's a lanky 5'10 senior. And the foul's on Gretchen Ferraro, her first. Fourth on the Lady Irish. 2:28 to go in the half. Oaksdale will shoot free throws on all Oaksdale defensive fouls here until halftime. Inside to Henley, and she puts it up and in with the left hand. Braden Henley's got 6, and that score was stuck at 22-17 for quite a while. Now the Nighthawks up 24-17 2:08 to go in the half. The Sales just got to find a way to keep it close. Benavidez tries to pass it into Froh, knocked away. Kreider's got the loose ball ahead to Henley, and Henley lays it in. Just like that, it's back up to a 9-point advantage. 26-17. Oaksdale with the lead. Mason for the Irish with the ball in the right wing up top to Benavidez. Looking inside for a cutter. Hard pass off the fingertips of Gretchen Froh. DeSales has that pattern offense where you look for cutters off of screens on the wings. And Gretchen Froh are part of that pattern, but at 5'2", if she catches the ball in there, she's not going to have a chance. 1:37 to go in the first half. Irish down 26-17. Pass from the baseline to Schollinger. Nobody on her. Gets it right to Henley, who misses the shot, but she's fouled. So breakdown by the Irish defense there. And that fouls on Addison Mason, and Henley will go to the line to shoot two. A moment ago, I commented that they had held Henley to just 4 first quarter points and 4 so far in the ballgame after scoring 17 last year in a game. But since then, she's scored 5 more, counting that free throw that she just put in. And the lead is now 10. 5-point run by the Nighthawks. Henley will try to make it 6 with the left-handed free throw. Nothing but net. 28-17, Nighthawks. Henley, 6 in the quarter, 10 for the game now. Teresa Holtziger had a nice spurt. She scored 8 in this quarter, but they're kind of shutting her down. Then Teresa turns and throws it right to Madeline Schollinger. As the ball was in the air, the whistle blew, and Coach Hazeltine got a timeout. All right, timeout Irish, down 28-17 with the ball when we come back on 94.7 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Okay, we're back live at DeSales. Coach Hazeltine called for the timeout. The whistle blew just as Teresa threw it right to a Nighthawk player, so he saved a turnover there. And the Irish will inbound it down 11. It was 12-0 Nighthawks with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter before the Irish got their first bucket of the game by Teresa Holtzinger. The Irish are down 15-7 at the end of the first quarter. And then had a nice start to the second quarter as Teresa Holtzinger scored 8 points early in the quarter. The Irish had it down to a 5-point game, but they've been stuck on 17 for a while. Teresa between the circles now, 14 on the shot clock, Kreider on her. Nobody open inside out on the right wing to Kreider. Tuno. Back to Holtzinger, 3 on the way, off the iron, won't go. They got a good look, she just didn't hit it. Nice execution. Roper with the rebound. Nighthawks the other way. Swing it over to Perry. She fires a 3. It's off the iron. Rebound. Ferraro to Holtzinger. The Irish want to run, but the Nighthawks hustle back. Left wing pass to Ortuno. Ortuno has it knocked away by Roper. Gets it back. Ortuno tries to drive. Cut off. Finds Frazier wide open underneath. She's fouled. Nice job by Ortuno getting harassed, lost the ball, got it back, and then the defender on Frazier got caught peeking at the ball. Frazier slid down near the basket. Ortuno found her, and Henley ends up fouling her. Nice job by Ortuno. Nice job by Frazier, realizing her defender wasn't paying attention to her. Brooklyn, senior, who was not in the program last year, misses the first free throw. Irish down 28-17, 34.9 seconds to go, first half. Liliano Osorio Rivas will check in for Ferraro. Frazier's second free throw is on the way, and good. Brooklyn gets her first point, gets the Irish off the 17 mark. The Sales down 28-18. 31 seconds to go, first half. Losario right on Kreider. Right wing pass goes to Roper in the corner to Schollinger. It's an air ball from about 17. Mason's got it. Now to Holzinger. Head to Rivas. Rivas can't find anybody open. Now she finds Mason. Mason puts it up and in. Rivas, nice job. And Mason, nice catch and shoot. And the Irish down 28-20. 4 seconds to go in the half. Kreider will fire the three. Backboard, nothing else. Frazier with the rebound. So the Irish finish the half on a little 4-0 run. Hanging in here with the number 5 ranked team in the state at the 1B level. At the half, Oaksdale 28, DeSales 20. You're listening to Lady Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves, Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. Lady Irish down 28-20 in the first 6 minutes of that first quarter. It looked pretty rough. It looked pretty rough as the Irish girls were down 12-0. Teresa Holzinger hit a bucket at the 155 mark of the first quarter. And she hit another one. Madison Ortuno hit a field goal. And Addison Mason hit one out of two free throws. So the Irish ended up outscoring Oaksdale 7-2 in that last 2 minutes of the first quarter. Then DeSales, Teresa Holzinger, 8 early points in the second quarter. The Sales had it down to a 5-point game with the ball. Oaksdale stretched it out back to 11, but the Sales scores the last 3 points of the half, and each team ends up scoring 13 in the second quarter. So the Irish have really outscored Oaksdale after that slow start and trail at the half 28-20. So nice little gut check response for the Lady Irish. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. Irish boys head coach Eric Wood sweeping the floor as everybody gets in the act of helping out during these doubleheader broadcasts. Nick Hazeltine, the Irish athletic director, is also the girls coach. And so Eric Wood saying, hey, I'll help out the program. So he's sweeping the floor. The Sales boys will play in the second half of this doubleheader. The Irish boys at 10-3 on the season, ranked number 7 in the state. And they will take on Oaksdale, who is 10-4 on the season. They are number 2 in the wheat division. I've just been getting the Oaksdale roster written into my little score sheet as we go. And that should be a good matchup in the boys' contest. The Irish girls hanging in here down 28-20. Busy week for the Irish boys and girls, especially the girls. The girls played last night in Melton Freewater versus Mackay, lost 37-35. Of course, both teams are here against Oaksdale on a Tuesday. Friday, the teams travel out to Prescott. Girls will tip off at 6 o'clock, followed by the boys at 7:30. Then Saturday, the girls do not play. The Irish boys will travel to Riverside Christian for a 6 p.m. tip-off in Yakima. Riverside Christian does not field the girls' team. That's a look at the schedule. We'll be back with halftime stats and second-half action. Lady Irish down 28-20. You're listening to it on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live, both teams out from the locker room, getting close to the start of the second half. Scoring for Oaksdale, Coach Heidi Perry got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players in the ballgame. 5 of them score points. Madeline Schollinger came off the bench and hit a couple of free throws for her 2 points. Autumn Roper has 3 points on a 3-point play with a field goal followed by a free throw after a foul. And then 6 points each for Grace Perry and, 6 points for Perry, 7 for Megan Kreider. And then Braden Henley, the 5'10 senior, 10 points. She had 4 in the first quarter. Midway through the second quarter, I commented that they were holding her down a little bit. And then she ended up proceeded to go on a 6-0 personal run with a couple of field goals and 2-for-2 free throws. The Oaksdale Nighthawks are 5-of-5 from the free throw line. The Sales girls, Coach Hazeltine's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 girls in the ballgame. There's shorthand 8 girls in the ballgame, and 4 of them have scored. Led by Teresa Holtzinger's 12 points. Oaksdale will start the second half with the basketball. We'll get the rest of the Irish scoring as we go. Passing the baseline to Perry. Up top it goes to Roper. Roper to Kreider. To Brown. Back to Kreider. Swing it to Perry. Cross court pass stolen by Ortuno. Ortuno into front court. Good defense by the Lady Irish. Nick Hazeltine's girls have really responded so nicely after being down 12-0 early. Holtzinger's picked up her dribble on the wing. Got to find somebody open, and she'll get it to Ortuno in the corner. 12 on the shot clock. Up top to Gretchen Ferraro. Ferraro back to Holtzinger. 5 on the shot clock. Teresa will take a tough shot. It's blocked by Perry. Controlled by Henley. They've got a lot of height. Perry 5'10". Henley 5'10". And here comes Henley the other way, and she runs right over. Or who took that charge?
Not sure.
Not sure. I was looking at my score sheet.
Okay. I was waiting to see if he's going to call player control or a block.
Anyway, I think it was Ortuno or Mason who took the charge. But third foul on Henley. And now Mason drives strong. Left side shot off the mark. Ortuno with the offensive board gets it to Benavides. She puts it up and in. The Sales scores first in the second half and cuts it to a 6-point game. They were as close as 5 in the second quarter. The Nighthawks got it up to 11. The Irish have it back down to 6. Kreider up top in the post to Henley. Spins through a double team and lays it in. Got a quick first step. She's got 12. She's playing with those 3 fouls. Try to find a way to get a 4th one on her here in this third quarter. 30-22 Nighthawks. They find Benavides wide open underneath it. She lays it in. So the Irish have made some adjustments to the man-to-man offense, and Benavides wide open for the lay-in. Irish up 30-24 to Kreider. Over to Roper on the baseline. Shot up by Perry. Won't go. Rebound Holtzinger. Irish down 6 with the ball. 5 is the closest we've been. Chance to cut it to 4 here on a 2-point field goal. Benavides open for a split second. Now Mason will swing it over to Holtzinger. Teresa with Perry right on her. Good adjustments at halftime by the Lady Irish. Holtzinger finds Benavides on the baseline. Henley recovers. Ooh, take it at her. Try to draw the foul. Pass out front, stolen away by Perry. Perry will go the other way and lay it in. A great opportunity for Benavides to lean into Henley there. Henley with the 3 fouls. Turnover, lay-in by Oaksdale. Timeout. Heidi Perry for the Nighthawks. Irish down 32-24 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2. Max, we'll go ahead and keep it here. Let's look at the scoring for the rest of the Lady Irish. Treats Holtzinger with 12 at the end of the first half. 5 for Addison Mason. 2 for Maddie Ortuno. 1 for Brooklyn Frazier. And Peyton Benavides, right, she scored both those field goals,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
she has both field goals in the third quarter here after going scoreless in the first half. So the Irish ran that pattern offense and that against that player-to-player defense throughout the first half, got very few good looks, and they got a nice lay-in for Benavidez a moment ago to get within four. But now the Nighthawks have scored two in a row. Now Holtzinger throws it inside, stolen by Perry. Perry goes the other way, gets it to Kreider. Kreider lays it in. She's fouled. A rare mistake by Teresa with the ball. She threw it right to Perry. And the foul the other way is on Teresa. That's her first. As Kreider, a chance to get into double figures here. So the Nighthawks on a little 6-0 run after the Irish scored the first 4 points of the half. Kreider completes a three-point play. The Nighthawks a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line, and they have it back up to an 11-point advantage at 35-24. Pass on the wing to Holtzinger, knocked away by Kreider. Teresa chases that down near half court. Dribbles to the right side, kick up top to Benavidez. Little ball fake, tries to drive, kick out to Holtzinger. 15-footer on the way, rebound tipped by Mason, controlled by Ferraro. Irish get a fresh shot clock. Ferraro's pass out top through the hands of Ortuno, but right to Holtzinger. I think it was intended for Teresa. Irish will get set up. Pass inside right to Henley. I think the last two passes, the Irish have thrown it right to the black shirts. Henley misses a lay-in off the front rim with Benavidez defending. Ferraro with the rebound. Sales gets a break there. So after the timeout by the Nighthawks, they've stolen the last two interior passes by the Irish. Now Mason gets it to Ortuno. Ortuno on the drive, cutoff kick to Holtzinger. Catch and shoot three over Kreider, won't go. Teresa hesitated instead of just shooting it right away. The rundown rebound by Benavidez, but the shot clock will not reset. Holtzinger's got to try a deep one at the shot clock before it goes off. It's an air ball. Henley's got it. Up court come the Nighthawks. Roper to Kreider in the corner off the iron, won't go. Rebound Ortuno. The Sales continues to block out very well against the much taller Nighthawks. They've got 2 5'10" players out there. Benavidez and Mason, the tallest players for the Irish, listed at 5'8". There's a steal by Perry. Took it away from Benavidez. Perry misses a lane, gets her own rebound, misses again. And now Ortuno with the rebound. Irish got a break there. Holtzinger comes the other way with it. Kreider tries to cut it off. Nick Hazeltime wants a timeout. The Lady Irish are tired. The Oaksdale Nighthawks broke down the other way, and Perry missed the lay-in, but she was the only one there to get her own rebound, and then they got another rebound before any other Irish players got back. Timeout on the floor. The Sales trying to catch their breath. A little shorthanded in this one, personnel-wise. 35-24 Nighthawks when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, for a couple weeks now, both the DeSales boys program and the girls program have been trying to manage some illness. Two of the top six Irish players, Peyton Menes, Benavidez, and Audrey Casso, missed the games on the weekend. And then tonight, three of the Irish's top six players not suited up. Donnelly, Mendoza, and Casso. Irish get a shot inside against the Nighthawks. Won't go. Rebound by the Irish and then a tie-up. I think Mason was hoping for a foul call. They say they pinned the ball on her, so a jump ball. And now Holtzinger inbound down to our left in front of the Irish bench. They get it to Holtzinger in the corner. Kreider right on her. Teresa trying to drive. Kreider cuts her off. Puts a tough reverse laying up off the bottom of the backboard. Rebound by Henley. Henley races the other way with it. Gets it to Perry. Henley inside. No room to shoot. Irish in that 2-3 zone. Down 11 right now. They swing it around. Get it back to Henley. Takes a shot inside and scores it. Braden Henley's got 14 now. The 5'10 senior is heating up. She's got a left-handed shot. Got good footwork. She's tall and lanky. Irish had it down to 4 points early on in this quarter, scored the first 4 points of the second half, but it's slipping away a bit now. Long cross-court pass. Holtzinger chases it down near half court. 8 on the shot clock. Teresa gets a screen from Mason. Take the three. Hit the threes. Mason set the screen out near the top of the key. Teresa came off it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3, the first one of the game for the Irish. They're down 10. They really needed that. And now the Nighthawks lose the ball, and a ball tipped away by the Irish defense. Last touch by DeSales. So the Irish down 10, 37-27. As Gretchen Ferraro gets a break and Liliana Osorio Rivas comes in. So the Irish were down 13 a moment ago. Teresa gets the three-pointer. And then there's a pass on the wing knocked away and out of bounds by Grace Perry. Got to come to the ball hard against this defense. They're tall. They've got long arms. Ortuno will inbound it with Henley on her. Gets it to Holtzinger on a nice little bounce pass. That's one nice way to take care of those long arms. A bounce pass. Inside pass off Benavides, but Osorio runs it down. Now Osorio Rivas gets it to Ortuno. Back to Osorio Rivas on the drive. Has it knocked away. Loses the ball off her leg and out of bounds. But I like the way Osorio Rivas, a 5'3 sophomore who was not in the program last year, she's been getting more and more minutes from Coach Hazeltine, partly because of the illness on the depth chart. But she's a hustler. 1:40 to go, third quarter. Nighthawks bring the ball inbound up court. They get to Henley in the baseline to Schellinger. Kick out to Roper. Long shot won't go. Rebound by Perry. Perry goes strong to the basket. She's fouled. Grace Perry, 5'10 junior. Braden Henley, the 5'10 senior. And Megan Kreider, 5'6 sophomore. They are all tough matchups. The foul is on Ortuno, her third. And Grace Perry, 5'10 junior, who has 8 points, will shoot 2 free throws. Her first one off the iron. That's the first missed for the Nighthawks. They were 6 of 6, now 6 of 7. Brooklyn Frazier has checked in as for Gretchen Ferraro, and Perry hits the second free throw. Osorio Rivas, Holtzinger, Ortuno, Mason, and Brooklyn Frazier in the ballgame for Coach Hazeltine. Pass left wing to Frazier. Finds Mason inside. She's double teamed. Turns into the double team, and she's tied up. Possession arrow to the Nighthawks. You got to catch that ball and be ready to shoot right away. Irish down 38-27. To Kreider now. Now to Henley. Swing it over to Roper. Roper won't shoot it. Up top to Henley. Henley on the drive. Gets around. Frazier can't hit the shot. Rebound tip. Henley gets it. Puts it up and in. 16 for Henley. Brooklyn just couldn't get two hands on that rebound. Henley took it away from her. The Nighthawks have equaled their biggest lead now at 40-27. Inside a minute to go. Third quarter. The Sales scored the first 4 points of the quarter. But just a one basket of Therese Holtzinger, 3, and she fires another one from way outside. It won't go. Got a good look. Roper with the rebound. Now to Perry. Perry, left wing pass to Kreider. In the lane now to Henley. Henley goes up strong against 3 defenders. Won't go. Backside rebound by the Nighthawks. Kick out to Perry. They'll really reset. Swing it to Kreider. She hits the 3. The Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3 by Kreider. And they've opened up a 16-point lead. 43-27. DeSales, for the most part, has done very well holding the Nighthawks to one possession. At that time, they did not. They called a moving screen on Addison Mason. So I thought maybe they were going to call a little slap foul out front on Perry reaching in. But away from the ball, a foul on Mason. So just like that, the Nighthawks up 16 with the ball and a chance to take the final shot of the third quarter. Henley gets it down low to a wide-open Schlullinger who lays it in. And the Nighthawks finish the third quarter strong, up 45-27 on the Irish with 8 minutes left. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Oakdale Nighthawks outscored the Irish 17-3 after the Irish had scored the first 4 points in the second half to cut it to a four-point ball game. The Nighthawks end up outscoring the Irish 17-7 to open up a 18-point advantage. The Irish will start the fourth quarter with the ball. They get down low to Mason. Goes up strong, too strong. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Ortuno runs it down. Gets it to Ferraro, who now will get it to Therese Holtzinger. Irish, good hustle. Holtzinger, Mason, Benavidez cuts behind Kreider. Nice little lob pass, but she couldn't find the ball. So they fronted Benavidez to deny the pass. Then she cut to the basket. Teresa lobbed it up nicely, but Benavidez couldn't find the ball. Irish turned it over. Perry the other way. Up top it goes to Brown. To Kreider, left corner, Schullinger. Up top to Henley. 16 points for Henley. She leads all scores. Pass inside for Perry. Off her hand, she'll save it by knocking it off of Mason and out of bounds. 7-12, just underway to go. Way third quarter. So they've got three big scores. Henley with 16, Kreider with 13, Grace Perry with 9. Perry inbounds it. They swing it around to Kreider. Left open from three. She won't take it. Cross courts it. Shot clock at 1. There's a shot up top. Blocked by Teresa Holtzinger. She had it going the other way. Should they blow the whistle on that?
No, they should not.
Yeah.
The ball was in possession of the sails.
So the shot was blocked, the horn went off, the ball was in Teresa's hands, and she would have had a pretty good chance of making a lay-in the other way. But she drives the other way now and gets fouled. And that foul was on Roper, her first. Holtzinger looks to inbound it, pass up top to Ortuno. Ortuno drives into the lane at the right elbow. Up top it goes now to Holtzinger. Perry right on her. Teresa's found a way to score 15 points as she's been the big focus of their defense. Now up top to Ferraro. 5'2" eighth grader passes it to Benavidez. Knocked away by Kreider. Benavidez will save it right at the timeline. No over and back call. 8 on the shot clock as she gets it back in the front court. Now to Ferraro. Ferraro has it slapped away. Gets it to Ortuno. She'll fire 3. That's a shot clock violation. Very good defense by Oakdale. Irish down 45-27. Neither team has scored here so far in the fourth quarter. 6:18 to go in the ballgame. DeSales girls were at 7-5, but looking like they're going to lose their third in a row to go down to 7-8 on the season. But this is not a division game. It is a league game. Only the division games count against you. Benavidez with the steal the other way. Get it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger finds Ferraro down low, and she ends up traveling. That's a tough ask for Gretchen. The 5'2" eighth grader did her job and ran the floor. Got open in a tight window, but at 5'2", no way to get a shot up. Now they get it to Kreider, to Perry. In the right corner, it goes to Brown. The freshman gets it to Perry, up to Kreider. Oh, over in the left corner to Roper. Roper hits it. It's a three-pointer by Autumn Roper. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3. She's got 6, and it's a 21-point advantage now. And we've got another offensive foul called on DeSales. Huh, interesting one. Gretchen Ferraro was standing down the low block. The official out of half court made the call. So Gretchen down there setting a screen, too strong, I guess. She'll come out, and Anna Casso, the 5'4 sophomore, will check in. I didn't recognize her. She seemed to have been doing her hair a little different. Came in once in the first half. Down low to Henley. Back in a little left-handed shot up the iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Henley's going to run down the left corner. She'll shoot the three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Benavides to Holtzinger. I was trying to find some offensive success, get something going. In the corner with it, Ortuno. Ortuno, pass up top to Casso. Casso, one dribble, gets it to Holtzinger. 15 on the shot clock. Perry on her. Gets a screen from Mason. Rolls to the basket, gets it back, and she traveled. Fundamentally, that's the right thing to do, as Mason set the screen to try to get Teresa open for three. They jumped Teresa. Mason rolled to the basket. Teresa got the ball to her, and she traveled. 4:48 to go in the game. Irishtown 48-27. Down low to Henley. Henley goes up strong. Shot blocked by Benavides. Benavides and Henley fighting for the ball, and that's going to be a foul, I think, on Teresa?
No, Benavides.
No? It's on Benavides. Okay. Thought he said 11 for a second. Now Kreider with it in the corner to Perry. Back to Kreider. Kreider. Pass left corner to Brown. Brown, three-pointer, air backboard, nothing else. Henley gets the rebound. Her putback won't go. And Holtzinger rips the rebound away from Henley. Bounce pass to Ortuno behind the defense, and she lays it in. Maddie Ortuno running the floor. Holtzinger with a beautiful little bounce pass through the defense. Irish down 48-29. 4:19 to go in the ballgame. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales girls battling inside. Teresa Holtzinger, 5'4" sophomore, took it away from Braden Henley on a rebound. Took off the other way. Ortuno ran the floor, got a nice lay-in. Got to celebrate the little battles you win in a war that you're going to lose against the number 3 ranked team in the state. Irishtown 48-29. They get it to Kreider. Three-pointer on the way is good. Nice offensive set for the Nighthawks after the timeout. Kreider's third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. She's got 16 points. 51-29, Oaksdale. Pass on the left elbow to Mason. Mason goes up strong, leaves it short. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Henley. Henley wants to run. She's a scorer. She dumps it down low to Perry. Perry takes a shot over Benavides, she's fouled. That's Peyton's fourth foul, if it's on her, and I think it is, yes. And Perry will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 5'10 junior trying to be the third Nighthawk to get into double figures. She's one of two at the line. Very good defender, and she misses the first free throw. Heidi Perry, the coach, either Grace is her daughter or her niece, I would assume. I'm guessing her daughter. See that a lot in these small school basketball programs. Perry hits the second free throw, giving her 10 points for the game. And the Nighthawks a 23-point lead now. The Irish were within four early in the third quarter, but the Nighthawks have really blown it open. Timeout on the floor. Nick Hazeltine wants to regroup his girls down 52-29 with the ball. We come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic
FM. Looks
like
we have all our guys. I don't know. And the Irish boys jog down the sideline during that timeout, trying to kind of peek over there, see if how many of their guys are available. Irish girls break the huddle, and they've got the ball on offense after the timeout. Ferraro gets it to Holtzinger. 10 on the shot clock. Perry on her. Teresa just doing a lot of dribbling, and she'll take it off, shot off, one-on-three, won't go. I'm guessing that might not have been what Coach Hazeltine wanted there. Perry with the rebound. Now to Henley, over to Perry. Back up top, it goes to Roper. Good ball movement by the Nighthawks against the Irish zone. They're swinging around left wing, back to Roper. Now right wing to Kreider. 6 on the shot clock, down low to Henley. Perry, that's Perry, 3-second violation. Good defense by the Lady Irish. Coach Hazeltine, that they come up the court, says, hey, we got to move on offense. Teresa's did a lot of dribbling after that timeout. The other girls just watched her. Up top it goes to Ortuno. Wide open. Some point you just got to take a shot. Henley will just sag into the lane. And now you get low to Mason. And Mason turns and throws it right to Perry. Perry ahead to Kreider. Kreider off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Benavidez. Benavidez outlet stolen by Perry and a lay-in. Good hustle by Peyton to go down there and get the rebound. Then she turned and throw it to Holtzinger. And Perry was right there. 54-29 Oaksdale. 2 minutes to go. The sales is out of gas. The tank is emptied out. Ortuno from 15 off the iron won't go. Follows her own shot. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Ortuno. I like it, though. They are leaving Maddie wide open. You got to take the shot. Make it. Miss it. Got a chance at a rebound on a miss. Now Brooklyn Frazier and Liliano Osorio Rivas will check in. Benavidez and Ferraro will check out. Irish down by 16 now. No, 26. 25. I can't do my math. In the lane to Henley. Henley collides with Frazier, hits the shot, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Travel first.
Yeah, I agree. She moved both her feet before she moved the ball. So Henley gets the bucket. She leads all scorers with 18 points and a chance to complete a three-point play. Her second free throw, her only free throw is off the mark. Holtzinger with the rebound. In the right baseline to Rivas. She'll fire, shot won't go. Rebound Henley. But I like the catch and shoot. When you're open, you got to take it. On the left wing to Kreider, up top to Perry. Swing it over to Roper, to Schleringer, to Roper. To Henley, swing it to Kreider quickly. Boy, they move the ball quickly. Get it to Roper, up top to Perry, to Kreider, to Henley, to Schroeder, to Kreider. Knocked away by Rivas, and it goes off the leg of Kreider out of bounds. Well, great ball movement by the Nighthawks, great footwork by the Lady Irish, and then Rivas slapped the ball away, and then it went off of Kreider's leg. Nice defense. 1:10 to go, Irish down 56-29. Lady Irish, we'll try to break this three-game losing streak when we head to Prescott on Friday. Prescott's girls, a much improved program. Hopefully the Irish can get healthy. After playing games on Saturday now and then Monday and now Tuesday. Holtzinger, long jumper, it's an air ball. Rebounded out of there by Schlunninger. to Perry. Back up top to Kreider, open for three. She'll take the three, and she'll hit it.
Wow.
Megan Kreider, the 5'6 sophomore, fourth. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. She's a lefty as well, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a couple lefties. Nothing but net. That was Rip City all the way. 59-29, 20 seconds to go.
There, girl.
And now up top to Ortuno. Fires a long shot, won't go. Follows her own shot, tied up by Perry. Perry takes it away. Good hustle by Maddie. And now the Nighthawks can dribble out the clock with the win. They only have three players on their bench. One of them got in the ball. None of them got in the ball game. So, a win for the Nighthawks. It's one of those games where it was really closer than the final score is going to indicate, but a convincing win as the Nighthawks took over midway through the third quarter and stretched a lead that was at once down to four, and they end up winning 59-29. So they take a four-point lead and boost it up to 30 during the second half. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Okay, we're back live to wrap up the girls' portion of this broadcast. The Lady Irish lose at 59-29. Well, the Nighthawks got off to a fast start. Led, of course, this is all unofficial. I'm trying to watch the game and take notes, and but I'm pretty sure the Nighthawks started on at least a 10-0 run. I think it might have been 12-0. And Teresa Holzinger scored the first Irish basket of the game at the 155 mark of the first quarter. The DeSales ended up scoring 7 points in those last 2 minutes to cut a 12-point deficit down to 8. Then the Irish started the second quarter on a nice run. Teresa Holzinger, the 5'4 sophomore, 8 points in that second quarter. They had the lead down to 5 points a couple different times with the ball. And each team ends up scoring 13 points in the second quarter. The Nighthawks had an 8-point lead at the half at 28-20. Then the Sales ended up coming out and scoring the first 4 points of the second half to cut it to a 4-point ball game. A couple of inside baskets by Peyton Benavidez. The Nighthawks then exploded, and they got the defense figured out. So the Irish score on their first two possessions of the second half. They make just two more field goals the rest of the game. They were outscored 17-7 in the third quarter and then outscored 14-2 in the fourth quarter. So once Oaksdale figured out the halftime adjustments, the Irish really, really struggled to score in the second half. Just 9 second half points for the Lady Irish. They lose it 59-29. They fall to 7-8 on the year. Their division record remains at 4-3. They're third place in the league. Top four team advanced to the playoffs. So there's still a chance to make postseason play. And they'll try to stop a 3-game losing streak now with a game at Prescott on Friday. The Oaksdale Nighthawks, they go to 14-1. They came into this game ranked number 5 in the state, and they've showed it. Their next game will be Saturday when they host Dayton in a Wheat Division ball game. Let's look at the scoring totals for the Nighthawks. Coach Perry got 6 girls in the ball game. And all 6 of them score points. Let's see here. 4 points for Madeline Schlunninger. 6 points for Autumn Roper. 12 points for Grace Perry. 18 points for Braden Henley and 19 points for Megan Kreider. Henley, a 5'10 senior, scored in every quarter, including 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Megan Kreider, the 5'6 sophomore, scored 7 in the first quarter, didn't score in the second quarter, but hit 12 for 12 points in the second half. Overall, she had 4 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes as a team, 5 3-point field goals for the Oaksdale Nighthawks. Free throw shooting, they were 1 of 3 in the fourth quarter, 8 of 11 for the game. Very good shooting team. The Irish, Coach Hazeltine, got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ball game. All 8 players have suited up, I think. A lot of illness for the Irish. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them score points. 1 point for Brooklyn Frazier. 4 points for Peyton Benavidez. Those first 2 baskets of the third quarter, then that was it for her. 5 points for Addison Mason. And then 15 points for Teresa Holtzinger, the Lady Irish sophomore point guard. Scores just under half of the, over half of the Irish's 29 total. Teresa had 12 in the first half, had a Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3 in the third quarter, the only 3-pointer of the game for DeSales. And that was her final bucket for her 15 points to lead the Irish in scoring. DeSales 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Well, that's going to do it for the girls broadcast. Long's got his pen all sharpened up. Before we break away, any, you have any thoughts on the Dairy Queen player of the game?
Oh boy. I was watching, Megan Materno.
Yeah.
You know, bless her heart. She follows her shots. She doesn't like to shoot. She doesn't look to shoot, but yeah, she needs to, but she's
she battled.
She battled.
I have the same thing circled on my sheet. Yeah, she does. She follows her shot, which is part of the fundamentals of basketball. And I really like, she took a couple rebounds away from Braden Henley, the 5'10 senior. So you got senior going on senior, and Maddie at 5'4 battling for those rebounds. So she's our Dairy Queen player of the game in a losing effort. And the Irish girls will try to get healthier, regroup. They will take on Prescott out at Prescott Friday night. Girls will tip off at 6. Well, it's going to be boys basketball in the second half of this doubleheader. Both teams in the boys matchup are in second place in their respective divisions. So when we come back, we'll be talking boys basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Ever since the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, abortion has been a scourge on our land. Giving voice to the silent, let us pray together, Psalm 139.
O Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. You know when I sit and when I stand. When far away, you know my every thought. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me when to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say before I even say it. You both precede and follow me. You put your hand of blessing on my head. This is too glorious and too wonderful to even believe. I can never get lost from your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. If I try to hide in the darkness, the night becomes light all around me. For even darkness cannot hide from God. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and night are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It's amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You were there while I was being formed in utter seclusion. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life, before I even began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. I can't count how many times a day your thoughts turn towards me. And when I awake in the morning, you are still thinking of me. Oh, surely you will slay the wicked Lord away, bloodthirsty men. Be gone. They blaspheme your name and stand in arrogance against you. How silly can they be? Oh, Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I be grieved with them? Yes, I will hate them, for your enemies are my enemies too. Search me, O God, know my heart, test my thoughts. Point out anything that you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Amen.